I am so happy that you're able to join us for this extended interview. Make sure to visit theoffbeatlife.com. Again, that's theoffbeatlife.com to get more killer resources. Hey friend, are you looking to land a remote gig ASAP? Well, did you know that we not only have a ton of online jobs you can apply to on our site, but now we are also sending them straight to your inbox. I'm happy to announce that we will be sending our email subscribers legit online jobs every Wednesday. We have done hours of research so you don't have to. If you want to be the first one to hear about the remote gigs we find, go to theoffbeatlife.com to subscribe. Hey everyone, thank you so much for being here for this extended interview with Anastasia and Tomer, where they're going to share with us how to select the right skills to turn them into a remote-based business. Hi, Anastasia and Tomer. How are you both?
Hi, Debbie.
Really good.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming here and for sharing with us all of your tips and tricks. But before we get to that, can you tell us about you both and why you live an offbeat life?
Sure. So as you just introduced us, we're Anastasia and Tomer, and we're digital and nomad business coaches. We love travel, obviously. And we set ourselves a couple of years ago this mission to create an offbeat life, living a freedom-based life based on our definition, what it means to us, and also create a business to help others who feel right now stuck in a 9-to-5 that sucks the soul out of them, to create a business that allows them to live and work from anywhere with just a laptop and a suitcase. And where that comes from is, and why we're so passionate about it, is because our life obviously didn't always look like this. It was only 5 years ago that we lived a life that you could call maybe perfect on paper. So really comfy, six-figure careers, an apartment in a top location in Amsterdam, and just going one promotion after another promotion in our corporate careers. But I think for us, it was, for me, it was very much burnout, just feeling totally overwhelmed from working 10-hour days and having the 2-hour daily commute to chase a promotion that will make me work even longer. And for Tomer, it was just not feeling really in line with, you know, the things that he was working on and just not feeling fulfilled, that we knew, okay, we have to change something. This is not our definition of happiness. And we took the plug, we went traveling full term, and we went all around the world for 18 months straight, full-time travel. And that's when we first allowed ourselves to explore something totally different, to dream wildly, to give ourselves this gift of time to explore what we want to do. And this was also the moment when we started our blog, and we grew that to 20,000 monthly readers and experimented with different business models. And eventually we said we can do something to turn that into a career. And we combined our passion for travel with our knowledge from the past life, as we like to say always, from helping startups and helping tech companies to launch exciting digital solutions to the market, to also offer that for people that we're actually genuinely excited about the ideas that they're bringing out into the world and just to change lives.
I love that. And you guys have so much experience, not only with business, but obviously as digital nomads. And that's who you, you know, helping out, your target market. And one of the things that I think I hear a lot, and I was definitely curious about when I first started, is if I actually had the right skills to get started with this, because it can be really intimidating, especially if you've never done this before. So what would you say are some identifiers to figure out where you should be leading yourself? What is the right choice for you in terms of picking those skills so that you can get started with an online business?
So I think the first step is really to figure out, and that's such a great question that you're asking, because we're very often starting from a point of options, right? Okay, because I've developed a certain skill set in my career, or because I have a certain degree, you feel like, okay, this is maybe the direction that you can go into because you feel that you have some professional experience to bring to the table. And we like to turn that a little bit around, and we like to think and ask ourselves, what is really a truly freedom-based business? And for us and our clients, it's getting out of hustling mode and doing, you know, chasing something that we're not really excited about, and not looking into our options, but more looking into our desires. So if you look at the people that we're working with, I think we haven't done like the formal statistic on that, but I think it's safe to say that a huge majority, probably like 80% of people, they go into entirely different fields. Just to name an example, we've been working with an architect that was just not passionate anymore about architecture, and she wanted to do acro yoga together with her partner as well. And we helped them to, you know, establish an online offer around acro yoga. And today she's owning her own studio in Spain and follows this passion full time. And that's what I mean with, you know, figuring out what is it that really excites you, looking into your passions and into really a truly freedom-based lifestyle, and creating a business that is honoring and supporting that lifestyle rather than creating a life around your business.
Absolutely. And that's really something that a lot of us are afraid to do, right? Especially if we don't have any background in it. And learning those skills is so important and so crucial, and it doesn't have to be an existing one. So what do you actually need to get to that point?
Yeah, so what we like to say is that everybody is having a set of superpowers, and that's related to what you might have studied or you might have done in your career. So it's a lot of your professional skills and knowledge you've built, but also just your life experience. So all of us are having totally different backgrounds and different life experiences, and combining that with some of the knowledge or skills that we have gained along the way. Again, it doesn't have to be in line with what you're currently doing as a job or in your professional career. It can be something totally different, like Anastasia just mentioned. But having this combination of life experiences and your skills, and then to find this kind of intersection between your skills together with also what you're passionate about, and what makes you excited, and then figure out, okay, how can I use all this, all my baggage, so to speak, all these superpowers, in order to help others?
Mm-hmm. So I think where many people get stuck, often long before they really start, it's just with this overwhelm. There are so many things that they could potentially do. Like, so many people come to us thinking they have to start a website and, you know, social media, and there are different platforms and content creation, like all those things that we just see in the online world that you feel like, okay, I have to do that. And what we say is, okay, the way to cut through the overwhelm is to become really clear, right? Clarity. And the first thing to figure out is really, what is it that you can do to help others? Just as simple as it is, right? Because business is about people and about how you can make an impact on people's lives and how you can create a transformation for them. So what we're looking into, like, really, before you are figuring out all those things, you know, and worrying about your online presence, it's asking yourself, okay, how do I want to really make an impact into somebody's lives? How can I help others? And then getting started with looking into that and just experimenting with this a little bit, because you don't need to have it right from the beginning. That's almost impossible. But starting to talk to the people, and that's not, you know, talking to your mom or to your best friend, unless they're really part of the people you want to help, because that's also what happens very often, that people get like mixed feedback from just the closest people around them. just because they themselves are also not in that mindset, right? So then they get discouraged because their best friend or the cousin doesn't understand what they're out there to do. And it's really not about them. It's about the people you can potentially serve with the skills that you have and the passions that you have. And it's talking to them. So just getting out of your own head and in front of people.
Yeah, it is definitely different when you're talking to people who have done it and people who are not in the industry. The conversation is very different.
Yeah.
And what about, I know you mentioned like you don't need to know everything. What type of expertise do you actually have to have to make this successful for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a great question indeed, because again, we often hear from people, I'm not expert enough, or I don't have the right certificates or whatever it is that you can come up with. But what we find is actually you can already be helpful to somebody by being just one or two steps ahead of them. So you don't have to be I always like to use this example because maybe it's also just relatable to everybody. But if you are struggling, if you from the time when you were in school, in high school or something, and you were struggling with your math, who could help you better? Is it somebody who is like a professor, mathematician, they could tutor you? Or if somebody that is just in the year above you, who would be able to help you more? And what I think is that the person that's in the year above you is just more relatable to you. They know exactly where you're in. They've just been there a year ago. They talk the same language because they're not totally, you know, a mathematician and already totally, using all the crazy math terminology that might be out there. So it's really just having this kind of relatability and not being too far ahead, which is already enough in order to help somebody. And by helping when you're able to help someone, that's when you have a business.
Mm-hmm. I think what many people are afraid of is just being seen as a beginner or somebody that is just starting out. But that is actually really your advantage, because that's when you are most authentic and probably most relatable, and where you can really build those close and vulnerable connections with the people that you want to help, with your, you know, future target audience and your future clients, and just, turning that insecurity or something that you might see as a weakness into something that can be a strength. And I think it's just something so beautiful when you are allowing yourself to really go into a field that you are excited about. So again, you know, not only looking into your work experience, but allowing yourself to look into potentially making a passion or an interest your career, because you will be so much more excited to learn. Right? You don't want to drag yourself through starting a business. And, you know, starting a business is not just rainbow and butterflies. It comes with its challenges as well. So it's important to keep this mindset of how can you keep going. And it's much easier when you have a clear why and when you have a really clear passion and you do this with joy. So we, for example, we enjoy working with people even that change their direction and in their fields and industries, just because they show up in a so much more excited way. So don't discredit yourself just because you didn't have this, you know, very extensive experience in a certain way, in a certain field, but just start with where you are at now. The really important thing is to define the specific group of people that you can help and then take it from there as you improve.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like it can be really intimidating to get started with all of these things, especially if you don't feel like you're qualified enough. But, you know, just take it one step at a time. And I think that's the most important thing, is not to overwhelm yourself. And I love that tip that you guys had, is that you don't need to be an absolute expert. You just have to be a few steps ahead of the game. Because, you know, if you had somebody like an Elon Musk or something teaching you, he'd be going ahead, way above your head already with whatever it is he's teaching you. And I'd be like, okay, well, I need baby steps. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's something that, you know, like I would like to also encourage the listeners to just experiment with. And that's what we also do with our clients very often. We start with, you know, finding somebody that you might be able to help and even just do a practice. So use them as a beta client, so to speak, you know, just practice this already and see if you're able to help them. And if you were able to, you know, get them, from A to B, then I think that you've proven that you have value to offer. Mm-hmm. So it's really about also just going out there and experimenting with this.
I love that. Well, thank you both so much for sharing with us all of these tips. If our listeners want to learn more about you, where can they find you?
Yeah, we would love to connect with everybody who was listening. We are on Instagram at Generation Nomads. So if you want to stay in touch and say hi and share what your offbeat life looks like, or you want to learn more about how you can explore your superpowers and turn them into a profitable location-independent business, then we have a free training for you that walks you through the steps of going from A to Z. So you can just DM us on Instagram, maybe say offbeat life, and then we will be happy to share the training with you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Anastasia and Tomer. We really appreciate you both.
Thank you, Debbie. It was so much fun.
I hope you enjoyed this extended interview with Anastasia and Tomer. Make sure to visit theoffbeatlife.com. Again, that's theoffbeatlife.com to get the full interview where they share how they've been able to travel the world as nomad business mentors. Thanks for joining me on this extended interview. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. We can also chat some more on Facebook at The OB Life. I'll talk to you soon.